Hello, it's Tuesday, January 24th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. We'd like to start the show off today by thanking Mr. Bill Broombaugh, who runs a radio show called Proactive News. He had us on this morning from 9 to 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time.
Those of you who tune in regularly to our show know that we had Bill on last week, and he's the equivalent of a human Uzi.
Yeah. He does a very rapid-paced show, and it
lots
moves.
Lots of information.
Yeah, it moves as fast as any show we've ever been on. And Bill talked today with us about Flight 93, or what we call Phantom Flight 93, because this is without a doubt the least investigated area of 9/11, and also the most mysterious.
Right, but it's also a critical component of 9/11 because it allowed us to unravel a lot of the mystery surrounding the events of that day in our history, and it's the first of a series of major screw-ups by the people who perpetrated this crime. It's not a perfect crime. The events of 9/11 were not a perfect crime in the sense that they didn't pull everything off without a hitch, and in doing so, we've been able to unravel the whole series of events and show that the government and the media have lied. We've disproven the official story.
Yeah, we even go so far as to say that Flight 93 is the crux of the government's screw-up because it all began with Flight 93, and this is what really allows people like us and so many others in the independent media to expose the government's lies and their crimes. So we just want to thank Mr. Bill Broombaugh.
Right.
He does a hell of a show. He's on, I think, First Amendment Radio, or I don't know what station it was on.
Check our website.
Yeah, there's a link to it on there. And
we
just want to thank him. Exactly. Now, yesterday on our show, we started talking about freedom of speech and freedom of the press and how important and how vital it is to American citizens.
Right. And before you go on, let me just say I want to thank Michael Langston, who's
right.
a 9/11 researcher and author, and he's a political activist. He records a lot of our interviews, and he made us the isolated caller clip that we used on our show yesterday, so I just want to thank Michael for doing that.
Yeah, we were lacking in recognizing him for that yesterday, so thanks to Mr. Michael Langston. Also, during our show yesterday, Lisa said at one point that this isn't a vanity show. In other words, we don't just do this show because we have nothing better to do in life. And as she said, we talk a lot about controversial, hard-hitting topics. And a lot of the viewers and listeners of this show contact us and tell us that that's what they like most about what we do here is because we're talking about things that others are thinking, but that most radio talk show hosts won't touch with a 10-foot pole.
And let me tell you, it's not easy to do a show like we do our show because we do get a lot of heat from both sides. We get heat from all sides, and a lot of radio talk show hosts won't even go there.
Right.
I know that the show that we were talking about yesterday, Gianni Hayes' show, Gianni became upset because of the flack she got after we were on her show and the caller came in and ranted and raved. She got quite a bit of heat from that show, and it did get to her.
Yeah, and it seems like whenever a lot of these hosts do take some heat, they start shying away from certain issues. So it's a pretty safe bet that we'll never be invited back on that show again, but that's all right.
Well, so far she hasn't said that, but
yeah,
she
we
said
get the feeling
she'd like to have us back on, but I'll tell you what. We're not going to sugarcoat what we have to say when we go on someone else's show. We're going to say what we would say on our own show. There's no reason to sugarcoat the truth and dance around it. And a lot of these radio shows don't want to go there because they think that getting criticism or negative feedback is going to screw up them being able to do a show.
Yeah, and it'd be real easy for us to come out here and simply read the news. Print out a whole bunch of articles and just sit here and read them, like quite a number of hosts do.
As if you can't read for yourself.
Yeah, and one person emailed me, or we read an email where someone says, well, I need people to find information for me.
Why? Why can't you find your own information?
Yeah,
that's the whole point of thinking for yourself.
Yeah, and what a lot of people are doing is just taking a very passive stance where they need other people to do their work for them.
Right, well, I don't want to read. Tell it to me.
Yeah. So what we've been talking about here for nearly 2 years now is that what we see is the biggest threat to the Patriot movement right now, the biggest direct threat, that means the one that's closest to us, is the infiltrated alternative media. We've spoken about this many, many times, but we feel it's the biggest direct threat because it's the one closest to us.
Correct.
And a lot of these news shows, or a lot of these talk radio shows, seem to us very lightweight because they always stay within the safe parameters. It's like there's this imaginary line drawn around them, and they can talk about anything inside the box, but outside of that, they're forbidden to.
And then you hear a lot of vagary and a lot of generalities, and they don't hone in on specifics, and then, of course, they sugarcoat and soft-pedal it.
Yeah.
So certain issues, like Zionism.
Right. So what they'll say is they'll keep referring to the New World Order, or the globalists, or the internationalists, but they never get specific. They never say exactly who these individuals are. A perfect example is, as Lisa said, the Zionists. How many hosts out there refuse to mention the Zionists? Well, we're going to run an article on Friday that exposes this. And that's what we want to touch upon, is the taboo subjects. The things that other people are afraid to talk about, because if we're going to fight the New World Order, we can't stay within a nice, safe little box
right.
that everybody else does.
And if you ask a lot of these people, well, what is Zionism, you might get the Merriam-Webster definition or the Wikipedia definition, but the short answer to that question is Zionism is evil.
Yeah.
And a lot of people won't even go there on these radio shows.
Yeah. Now, that's not what we're going to talk about
right.
today, but we're using that as an example because we can't play it safe anymore. And if we have any hope or any desire to overtake this multi-tentacled New World Order, this organized crime syndicate that runs the world, then we have to lay all our cards on the table.
Right.
It can't be anymore where we're mamby-pambying around and saying, well, you know, we'll get to this somewhere down the line. Folks, in the next 2 months, a lot of crap is going to start hitting the fan.
Absolutely.
And it's time to start moving ahead.
Right. And we can speak for ourselves, and I'm sure many of you can relate too. When we first started getting into all this stuff, we never imagined how deep the rabbit hole actually goes.
Yeah.
But it goes really deep. So we just have to keep plodding along.
Yeah. And not only is the New World Order very complex with a lot of rabbit holes, but this infiltration of the alternative media,
Same thing.
Never imagined it, because when we first started this show, it'll be 2 years next week, our 2-year anniversary. We thought everybody in this movement would be of like mind. They'd have all a common cause. They'd all fight for the same goal.
And what we found is exactly the opposite.
Yeah. Lisa said the other night, she said it's almost like the Matrix, and that most of the broadcasters and most of the people that run the big websites in this movement have been bought, sold, and controlled. They're part of this COINTELPRO. They've been infiltrated. And she says the more we learn about it, the more we realize just how dirty and corrupt this alternative media is. That's why we say it's the biggest threat to us right now.
Right, because it's the one you're paying attention to.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people we've been noticing that have been talking out of both sides of their mouth. In other words, they'll say one thing,
uh-huh,
1 minute, but then they'll be completely phony the next.
Or to be more specific, they'll say one thing on their show.
Right.
But then when they're off the air, they say something totally different.
Yeah. So they kiss ass while they're on the air and just say, oh, how great this person is and that person is. Then behind the scenes, they lay it all out and say these people are as corrupt and as dirty as anybody in the mainstream media.
Right, which makes you wonder, like, which is the real deal?
Yeah. And what's the biggest problem is as more and more people in the outside world start getting disgusted
mm-hmm.
with the government, they start getting disgusted with the mainstream media and see all the lies, well, they turn to the alternative media, and instead of getting the uninhibited truth, what you're getting is more lies, more diversions,
more
distractions, and more BS. That's right. And that's why we need now to start speaking up.
Right, and that's why we're getting... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's why we're getting so many emails from people saying they're confused.
Yeah.
They're confused as to who's for real and who's not, and who to believe and who not to believe.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder they're confused.
Anybody that watches or listens to Wing TV on a regular basis knows where we stand on the issue.
We try to be consistent.
Yeah, and we're very, very stark and where we stand. I mean, we don't try to muddy the waters by, you know, 1 minute saying that that George Bush is a bad guy, then the next minute saying, oh, well, you know, maybe George Bush is. I mean, we're very, very black and white in where we stand. Everybody knows our take on the issues.
And we certainly don't consort with the bad guys while soapboxing for the good guys.
Exactly. Everybody also knows where we stand on the independent press. Anyone that still doubts our position, go to the Wing TV homepage, wingtv.net, click on in the center column where it says 2005 Patriot Awards. You'll see it right there. 200 entries, and it's very stark, it's very obvious who the good guys are and who the schmucks are.
Absolutely.
And we're not afraid to voice our opinions on these subjects. That's what's most important. And as Lisa said earlier, we'll take the heat for our stances, but that's what it's all about.
And that's why the best decision we ever made was to begin and remain independent. Because once you give up that independence, then you have to acquiesce to the dictates of someone else or another group's wishes.
That's
and
right.
We absolutely didn't want to cater to any specific group or individual's wishes regarding the content of our show. And a lot of these radio show hosts have to do that.
That's right. And we were talking a couple of nights ago, Lisa and myself, and she said at one point, she says she's so sick and tired of lies. She's sick and tired of people that are middle of the road.
They're phonies.
Yeah, they're phonies. They'll sit on the fence. They won't take one side or the other.
Or they take a side, but then off the air, they have a completely different opinion.
And my opinion has always been about what we say is, if you're going to say something, you better say it as if it's going to appear on the front page of the New York Times for every single person in the world to either read or listen. And
I would think that by now, these other radio people in the alternative media should know that when they say stuff to us, they know what we're all about, and they know that we come out with information to the public because we don't think you have a right to be kept from the information.
Yeah, they want to conceal information from you. A good example is this Flight 93 book.
Right.
We've contacted the 9/11 mafia groups to help us spread the word about this massive hoax, and they're mum on it again. Does this sound like truth-telling or truth-concealing? So we're not playing games anymore. And if people want to talk out of school and be one way when the radio's not on and another way when it is, then
they better make sure we don't hear it.
Yeah, because right now we're telling the truth. Things are too serious to mamby-pamby about, which brings us now to Mr. Daryl Bradford Smith.
Uh-huh.
Now, before we continue, we want everybody to know we like Daryl Smith quite a lot. He's doing a hell of a lot of good work on exposing the Zionists. He's doing a lot of work exposing the 9/11 mafia. Plus, he's actually had on his site some print articles exposing the biggest fake of all, Jeff Rentz. He's also went to battle with Carl Schwartz. And lately, he's been taking shots at Dylan Avery in this article. So what we want...
I wouldn't say I commend him for taking shots at Dylan Avery.
No, I'm just saying this is what he's been doing. So Daryl's putting his toe in the water, but he's not jumping in all the way. And it's funny because he's taken lately to calling himself the Black Mamba.
Yeah, can you believe that? The Black Mamba. Okay, well, the Black Mamba is willing to speak out strongly against the Zionists, but he won't speak out against the sewer rats at GCN.
Yeah, so here he comes. He says on his radio show.
On the air, that is.
Yeah, he says on his show that he's at the forefront of taking on the New World Order, yet he won't even publicly expose the scumbags, this sewer network at GCN. And so what we're doing is...
And we know this for a fact, because Daryl calls us on the telephone.
Yeah, and tells us. So what we're doing, and again, we're going to reiterate, we like Daryl Bradford Smith. We like what he's doing with the show. We're not doing this because we have any malice against this.
But we do want to know who is the real Daryl Smith.
That's it. And we're going to run an article tomorrow called, Will the Real Daryl Smith Please Stand Up? And what we want to do right now, and we want your help with this, is we're going to contact Daryl after the show.
Right.
And we're going to say, Daryl, we're inviting you on the show tomorrow. That's Wednesday. We want you to finally take a stand on these issues. We can't play straddle the fence anymore. We can't talk out of both sides of our mouth. And we want to get to the bottom. We want to ask some tough questions, just like we did with Carl Schwartz, right?
And we don't want to hear this crap about stop attacking GCN and the Patriot movement. These aren't patriots. It's established now. And it, ignoring this information where we show how they're not patriots by their conduct, by their behavior, by the issues they won't address, and by the same old rhetoric crapola you hear time and time again, the fear-mongering, the hypocrisy. We've proven they're not patriots. So we don't even want to hear about that stuff.
Yeah, and we want you to also contact Daryl.
Yeah.
His email is iamthewitness@hotmail.com. Say, Daryl, come on the show. And see, we used to be on Daryl's show.
Right,
quite
until
a
he
bit.
Moved to GCN.
Until he moved to GCN. Yeah. Then, see, he's now adhering to this blackout.
He's not allowed to talk to us in any public way or let it be known that he speaks to us. But he does call us. He called us just when we had Carl Schwartz on our show.
Yeah, and as you're going to see in this article, these heroes, these idols that so many Kool-Aid drinkers, idol worship at GCN, certainly aren't what they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
And now we have firsthand evidence from this. But see, instead of coming out today and laying all this stuff on the table, we want Daryl to have an opportunity
to be fair
and to speak about these many issues that he's bringing up.
See, the thing is, when Victor and I talk about all this stuff off the air, we say the same exact thing on the air.
Right.
And we think that that's the way it should be, laid out straight up for everybody to see and decide for themselves. A lot of these people want to say one thing off the air and then turn around and do a complete 180 on the air and appeal to, what, the popular opinion?
Yeah.
Appeal to what people want to hear.
Well, it's a political correctness.
Right.
And we all complain about the mainstream media being so politically correct, yet there's so many in the alternative media that do the same thing. They won't talk about Zionism. They won't talk about X, Y, and Z, or they'll take the company man's stance, and they'll, you know, regardless, if some of these talk show hosts took a gun, murdered 50 people in their city, raped all the women, and burned the houses down, they still wouldn't criticize them because they're all under the same umbrella as the mainstream media is. And you know what, folks? For over a year now, when we started last year, we said no more illusions. And that is going to be our motto again for this year, is we're not putting up with the phonies. We're sick and tired of phonies, of hypocrisy.
Right, and the only way to find out if somebody's for real or not is to push the envelope.
Right.
You can't find out if somebody's legitimate and genuine and authentic and sincere if you don't, if you keep your elbows on the off the table and you treat them with kid gloves and you don't push them into the corner and make them speak up.
Right. And we, you know, with Daryl Bradford Smith, we've been asking ourselves now for months, who's the real Daryl Smith?
Yeah.
Because we turn on his show and he's there with Ted Anderson selling gold and saying Ted's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
But before he got on there, he said he wasn't going to do anything like that.
Yeah. And he tells us completely different things off the air, but then on the air. So, I mean, he could do the same thing about us then. He could tell us off air how great we are, then go on a show and rip us to shreds. So it's time now.
And if he's a black mamba, then he should be able to use those fangs on the sewer rats at GCN too. Not just on the Zionists that he rants and rails against and the government and all the other things that he speaks out on, but also at the people closest to him, the people at GCN.
Right. And if he's going to take on the New World Order,
right,
the biggest fight of all,
then he should be able to take on GCN.
Or he should be able
to at least
come on Wing TV and answer a few simple questions.
Right.
And that's what it is. I mean, when we had Carl Schwartz on here, we told him beforehand, Carl, we're going to ask you tough questions, but we're going to be fair. It's the same thing with Daryl.
We also want to find out more about what he calls his master plan.
Yeah, there's a master plan that he keeps talking about.
Referring to.
And it's been months and months and months now, and we still haven't seen anything. And in all honesty, we're not fear-mongers here. We're not alarmists or sensationalists, but things are running close to shit hitting the fan. We're running out of time.
Things are stinking.
Yeah.
That's all.
And so what we're doing right now is We're extending an invitation.
Yep.
Daryl Bradford Smith. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 25th, be on Wing TV. We're going ahead and we're going to speak about all of these issues. But we're going to give Daryl every opportunity, in the sake of fairness, to give his version of events, his side, his explanation.
Right, and we can't say for sure Daryl will agree to come on our show, but the invitation is extended,
yep.
And we hope that he does, because we do like him, and we do have a lot of questions to ask. In the event that he doesn't come on, we are still going to do
yep.
the show.
And we're still going to run the article.
Right.
And as we've said on this show many times, we don't care if one person's listening, we don't care if a million are listening, and we don't care if Daryl's on or if he's off, but we would prefer that he is, because there's an old saying, Lisa, if you're going to be the man, you got to be the man.
I guess that goes for mambas too, right?
Yeah, if you're going to be the black mamba, you got to be the black mamba. And, you know, that's all we can say. And Daryl's doing some good work. We like that his voice is out there, but, you know, it's we've had enough of people talking out of both sides of their mouths,
yeah.
mouths of being phony.
Seems like every time you turn around, somebody's talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Yeah.
Step up to the plate.
Yeah. And, you know, there have been people who visited us here at Wing TV
right.
that say, you know what, you guys are the same on the air as you are off the air. That we're not talking about certain things on the air and then off the air. Say, oh, no, we didn't really mean that. This is what we really mean. I mean, this is what you see or what you hear is what you get with us. And anyone
right.
that doubts
I mean,
it,
the same kind of conversations go on when we have people sitting right. on our couch with us in the living room as opposed to what you're hearing over this microphone.
Yeah, a perfect example of that is Patriot Jim Cujua.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he
and
sees
Michael
us.
Langston.
Yeah, Michael Langston. I mean, he sees what goes on behind the scenes here, too. And, you know, it's not like when we come on the radio, we put a mask on and become different people. This is it.
You
this
don't, Victor? You no. don't become a different...
No.
Damn.
This is it. This is what... This is who we are, and we want the truth. We want the truth to be out there now for everyone to see, because when the newcomers to this movement jump in here...
It's confusing enough as it is.
Yeah. And it's a shame that they go to some of these biggest sites, and all they're doing is being corralled into a different pen.
Right. We want to know who's for real, and we're not going to stop until we get to the bottom of things.
That's
so
right.
We want Daryl Smith to please come on our show tomorrow. We're going to contact him right as soon as we finish this show, and we urge all of you to get in touch with him, as many of you that can,
yep.
and tell him that we would like to have him on our show tomorrow and ask him some questions.
Yep. I am thewitness@hotmail.com is
right.
his his email address. And as we said yesterday, this is the real thing here. When you're listening to Wing TV, you're getting the real thing. There's no phoniness, no other crap, no peripheral crap. This is it. So we're going to go ahead tomorrow. As we said yesterday, this is going to be a big week here. We have
right.
an extra special guest on Friday. On Thursday, we're going to talk about the Iranian oil bourse.
Right.
Everything leading up to World War III.
It's going
to
be a busy week. Remember, we can't be lukewarm on principles. And so if somebody believes strongly enough in what they're saying and what they're doing, then they should be able to go on any forum
yeah.
and say and do those things.
Yeah.
Regardless of the consequences. It's time we stop being cowards and we stop being hypocrites and we stop being phonies and we stop talking out of two sides of our mouth.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot going on.
See you then, everyone.